United States.
Lexington. What J.D. Vance is learning from Donald Trump. The vice presidential candidate is devising his own tactics for bending the truth.
The Republican candidate for vice president, J.D. Vance, warns that Democrats could win the election for what, in Donald Trump's party, is a shocking reason. More people might vote for Kamala Harris. Mr. Trump is still attacking mail-in ballots and early voting, insisting they help Democrats commit fraud. "We don't need the votes," he said late last month in Arizona. "We just want to make sure that they don't cheat." But Mr. Vance says they need the votes. He sounds less worried about Democratic chicanery than Republican complacency. "We've got to be honest about this," he declared at a rally in Leesport, Pennsylvania on September 21st. "Because the Democrats have done better at this than us. They get so many votes by mail and they get so many early votes. It would be nice if this dissonance heralded a return, post-Trump, to more fidelity to reality. But something else is going on, as is suggested by Mr. Vance's zeal for promoting doubts, in retrospect, about the 2020 election. Mr. Vance is more discriminating, or more clever, than Mr. Trump in when and how he insists on alternative facts. In style and execution, he is a much more conventional politician and thus a harbinger of what Mr. Trump is making conventional in politics. That is one lesson of the furore Mr. Vance created by posting claims that Haitian migrants were barbecuing their neighbors' pets in Springfield, Ohio. Mr. Vance's staff contacted Springfield's city manager on September 9th to check the rumors and were told they were baseless, the Wall Street Journal reported. But Mr. Vance repeated them the next day, and that night Mr. Trump declared them to be fact during his debate with Ms. Harris. Mr. Vance has been righteous in defense of his rumor-mongering. Where Mr. Trump might just repeat lies, many people are saying, is his habitual dodge, Mr. Vance argues that the facts are beside the point because spreading the claims has a higher purpose. "If I have to create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do," he said on CNN on September 15th. He said he meant not that he was making anything up himself, but that by amplifying unverified tales, he was forcing the press to cover the larger stories of how migrants blight Springfield. What a peculiar claim of constructive leadership. The Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, has acknowledged that the migration of Haitians, which is legal, has strained Springfield services, but argued that it has benefited the community overall by reviving the economy. He may be wrong, but how does an uproar over a non-existent problem, or even a marginally existed problem should it ever prove so, defeat his cost-benefit analysis? Knowing the facts, hard as that work may be, remains basic to understanding and alleviating suffering. This is only Mr. Vance's second campaign. He was elected to the Senate from Ohio just 2 years ago, but he has got stronger as a candidate. His poise and adversarial interview suggests he will be a tougher opponent in the vice presidential debate on October 1st than Mr. Trump was for Ms. Harris. Although Mr. Vance cannot cast Mr. Trump's strange political spells, he charms audiences with stories about his young sons and makes a cogent case against Ms. Harris. In Leesport, he accused her of running from every position she has ever had, and drew a big laugh when he said he had told Mr. Trump, "She's going to show up at one of these rallies with a long red tie and a Make America Great Again hat." At 40, Mr. Vance has had radical conversions of his own, not only to Mr. Trump, whom he once privately compared to Hitler, but also on many issues, including immigration. He once ridiculed the idea of deporting undocumented immigrants as failing to pass the laugh test. His changes of mind appear to have left him unburdened by humility that he might have it wrong again. They have also put him in the vanguard of a fascinating project, assembling the impulses and reflexes of Trumpism into the new ideology of his party. He appeared on September 21st in Hershey, Pennsylvania, as the guest of the Tucker Carlson Live Show, part of a national tour by the former Fox News host. Thousands of excited fans packed an arena to hear the two men, allies and possibly competitors one day for the Republican nomination, kick around the tenets of this new ideology. A leftist's critique of American intervention abroad and of big business. A populist's loathing of elites. A New Dealer's zest for intervening in the economy. A libertarian's obsession with free speech. For Mr. Vance, what binds this amalgam together appears to be illegal immigration. He blames it for everything, from the price of eggs to the cost of housing, from the state of the schools to addiction, crime, and the deficit. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that 11 million people lived illegally in America in 2022, the most recent year for which it has data. Yet Mr. Vance routinely insists that Ms. Harris has admitted 25 million people illegally. Like claims of voter fraud or Haitian pet-eating, his number is both misleading and unfalsifiable. Can you prove there are no Martians stealing Americans' Amazon packages off their front steps? Rational truth, Hannah Arendt wrote, could rebound from the assault of political power. Banned in one era, Euclidean geometry might be rediscovered in another. Factual truth is more vulnerable and thus more precious. It is the very texture of the political realm, she wrote. Indeed, she warned, freedom of opinion is a farce unless factual information is guaranteed and the facts themselves are not in dispute. Mr. Trump is teaching the next generation of politicians that such dispute is the shortcut to power. Do not be surprised if Mr. Vance is less open to the possibility that Ms. Harris got more votes, should she, in the end, actually do so.